This is the Voice of San Francisco, and I am John Rothman. I want to talk to you this morning about a serious matter involving education and the city of San Francisco. Mayor London Breed is proposing a bond of $360 million. And tonight, the San Francisco Board of Education will consider a bond that is estimated to be about $850 million, which means that we're talking about over $1 billion in bonds that will be on the ballot on November the 5th. And the people of San Francisco are going to have to make some very tough decisions. Now, the first thing we have to talk about is what it means when one floats a bond. We're not floating a gift. A bond is something that is offered to the people. If we accept it, we buy the bonds, and the bonds are paid back with interest. So this is not a question of our spending money we don't have, although if the San Francisco Unified School District goes belly up, we got a problem. And the same thing with the city and county of San Francisco. Will a bond issue that is required by the schools pass? And I want to start with the schools because I think that's where a lot of people are concentrating. First of all, we have a declining enrollment in the San Francisco Unified School District. Second of all, they're talking about closing schools in San Francisco, primarily elementary schools, which have small populations. But the question becomes, how do we as a city support our public education system? And the bond proposal that the superintendent and the Board of Education are going to put forward is going to be critical. Now, will you vote for a bond to help the San Francisco schools? That's the question. And I raise the subject very seriously because there's a lot of controversy around schools. Let me remind you that if schools are closing, people will ask, what do we need a bond for if schools are closing? And then there's the question of what happens in terms of those bonds. How specific are they? And can the district use bond money that is a general obligation bond in a specific way without notifying the voters? So these are serious questions which the Board of Education has to consider. And I must tell you, I'm very concerned about something else. What happens if a bond is floated and it fails? Well, let's think about the various dimensions here. If the superintendent and the Board of Education float a bond and it does not pass, what does that mean about the confidence of San Franciscans in the whole question of bonds and the Board of Education? This is a serious question which needs to be addressed in order for the bond to succeed. And remember, the school district itself can put the bond on the ballot, but it cannot finance a bond measure, which means there has to be a separate campaign. How will that take place? And we're talking about a very short period of time because November 5th, when Election Day rolls around, is only 6 months away. So the question is, do we have confidence in our public schools? Well, if you believe, as I believe, that public education is the backbone of American democracy, then we have to support the schools. But will a bond issue pass if there is controversy about the nature of the expenditures? And here's another question. Do we have confidence in the leadership of the San Francisco Unified School District? Because really, the bond issue, as much as a referendum on whether money can be placed in the appropriate places, will really be a referendum on whether we have confidence in our San Francisco public schools. But let's talk about the other bond issue, the one that Mayor Breed is going to put on the ballot, $360 million for improvements in San Francisco, including Laguna Honda, we are told. Well, let's stop and think about this for a minute. Will a bond issue being floated by Mayor Breed at a time when a mayoralty election is taking place be a referendum on London Breed as well? What will the candidates for mayor do about this bond issue? Will they all support the bond issue, or Will it break down on political differences so that there is a division in the city on the bond issue? So the first thing I want to say about the city bonds is whatever Mayor Breed formally puts on the ballot needs to be approved by all of the candidates for mayor. So that the bond issue, general obligation bonds, is a nonpartisan question here in San Francisco. Do you understand the significance here? If the SFUSD and the city of San Francisco are both floating bonds that'll be over $1 billion in bond obligation, and those bonds are defeated, what does that say about confidence we have in the future of our city? One of the things we want to do at the Voice of San Francisco is really explore the implications of these proposed bond issues. And I can guarantee you, when it comes to SFUSD, we will do a real examination about what we think the pros and cons of a bond issue are. And as for the general obligation bond that is being floated by the mayor, she better have her ducks lined up. Because if, in fact, that general obligation bond goes down to defeat, or if it becomes a major issue between now and November 5th, well, the other candidates for mayor are going to have a lot to answer for and a lot to say. San Francisco is a city that can succeed. I was impressed this morning by the headline of the San Francisco Chronicle. It was an important one. It said, students reimagine downtown San Francisco Mall. You know, the mall that has failed, if you will. Westfield, which has now been called the Emporium Project because it used to be the home of the San Francisco Emporium. I don't know if what the students from Berkeley and Stanford separately are proposing will work, but I do know that that goes to the heart of where we are as a city. We have to generate income. We have to revitalize our urban center. We have to support students in their efforts to get a better education. And we have to make sure that the city has a clear vision of where we are going. The Voice of San Francisco is dedicated to exploring these issues, and we're going to do it together. And I know you will be participating all the way down the road.